It's River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm your host, Tom May. Join me as we visit with artists from across North America and share songs and stories from a living folk tradition.
She's laid on her. She'd be with child for long, and many's the year, but the child she would never bear. And in her bower she lies in pain. King Willie by her bedside, he'd stand as down his cheeks, saw the tears do run. Mother, he did run, and he's gone there as a begging son. Says, my true love has this fine noble steed, the likes of which you have never seen. And at every part of this horse's mane, there's hanging 50 silver bells and 10, hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own, if back to my own true love you'll turn again, so she might bear her baby son. Oh, of a child she'll never lighter be, nor from my curse will she e'er be free. But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and you will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man has back to his own true love he's gone again. I wish my life was at an end. Mother, he did run, and he's gone there as a begging son. Says, my true love has this fine golden girdle set with jewels all about the middle. And at every part of this girdle's hem, there's hanging 50 silver bells and 10, hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own, if back to my own true love you'll turn again, so she might bear her baby son. Oh, of a child she'll never lighter be, nor from my curse will she e'er be free. But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and you will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man, as back to his own true love he's gone again. I wish my life was at an end. And up and spoke his noble queen, and she has told King Willie of a plan, how she might bear her baby son. Go get you down to the marketplace, and you must buy a ball of wax, and you must shape it as a babe it is to nurse, and you must make two eyes of glass, and ask your mother to the christening day, and you must stand there close as you can be, so you might hear what she does say. King Willie, he's gone down to the marketplace, and he has bought a ball of wax, and he has shaped it as a babe it is to nurse, and he has made two eyes of glass. He asked his mother to the christening day, and he has stood there close as he could be, so he might hear what she could say, and how she spat and how she swore. She spied the babe where no babe could be before. She spied the babe where none could be before. It, who undid the nine witch knots, braided in amongst this lady's locks? And who was it who the leather shoe untied from the left foot of his wedded bride? And who was it split the silken thread? The spider stretched all beneath this lady's bed. The spider stretched all beneath her bed. And it was Willie who undid the nine witch knots, braided in amongst this lady's locks. And it was Willie who the leather shoe untied from the left foot of his wedded bride. And it was Willie split the silken thread. The spider stretched all beneath this lady's bed. The spider stretched all beneath her bed. And she has borne him a baby son. And great are the blessings that be them upon. Great are the blessings them upon.
Across the United States, you are listening to River City Folk. I'm your host, Tom May. In Portland, Oregon, at Medicine Whistle Studios, Dan Rieger behind the controls. My guests today are Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer, who, as of today, have a new CD released. The name of the CD is Child Ballads. For those of you not familiar with the concept of child ballads, Francis James Child collected numerous ballads in the 19th century that dated back hundreds of years, in some cases before that, and transcribed them and made them accessible to singers and musicians who wanted to play these ballads. And as you heard in that first one, many of them focus on love and betrayal and passion and grace. They're just timeless pieces of music. What made you decide to go this route, Aeneas? You've been a singer-songwriter part of your career, and you've always been interested in traditional music, but this is a real departure for you.
Yeah, it is. The last few years, I started really getting into a lot of the music of England and Scotland and Ireland, and it was kind of an awakening for me of sorts. And pretty soon after that happened, I met Jefferson, who has also been into this style of music for a long time. You know, I think we loved singing together, and we shared a love for this music, and we thought we'd like to try our hand at some of these ballads ourselves. And the main thing is that the stories are just so great. We wanted to tell him in a way that felt natural to us.
Jefferson, you have a really eloquent guitar styling that you employ on these ancient tunes. What was the attraction for you to this music initially?
Maybe initially it was, it just seemed, it had a different kind of mystical quality when I first heard this music. I had been playing some bluegrass, and I kind of discovered folk music, like American folk music, some old time in my early 20s. And then when I got turned on to some of the sounds from across the Atlantic, it had a kind of a mid-tempo feel, a lot of modal melodies, a lot of room for counterpoint in the instrumentation. Then trying to bring some harmonies to that style of music felt like an exciting sound, and maybe that's something that Aeneas and I have been trying to do with this record.
I think mystical is a very, very perfect way to describe this music, even after having not heard much of it for a long time now. When I went and listened to some of the tracks on your new album, I was struck by the quality of the songs that comes through antiquity to us again when you hear someone sing it, as you both do so well.
Anais, you've got a recording for us to hear by somebody who made a difference to you in this style of music. Two people, actually, Andy Irvin and Paul Brady, both great traditional musicians, Andy on a whole bunch of other instruments, and, of course, Paul in his groundbreaking style of playing the guitar. This is a song called Mary and the Soldier, and this is one that means a lot to you.
Yeah, I chose this one because it was one of the first records of the sort of like 1970s folk canon from across the pond that really, really went deep for me. And the way that Paul Brady especially sang on these early folk records he made, just the ornamental style of his singing and the way that he just really soars when the music needs to soar, that drew me in initially. And then the fact that the Andy Irvine Paul Brady record is this really intimate, interlocking, counter melodic instrumental parts. This was sort of a high watermark for us when we started to work together.
Come all you lads of fiery nine, that would hear of a fair young maiden, and she rode out of a summer's day, for to view the soldiers parading. They marched so bold and they looked so gay, the colours flying and the bands did play. And it caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be, to banish my darling so far from thee. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my bold undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary dear, your parents of love, I pray don't be unruly, in a foreign land. Believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. Guineas in bright gold, likewise a heart that's bolder, and I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. Saw her loyalty and Mary so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard your darling with my right hand, in hopes that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
Stable door, and he's combing his coal black steed, and he's thinking of fair Margaret's love, and his heart began to bleed. Mother, fetch my hat and coat, help me tie them on. Margaret's bower before the night comes on. Stay at home with me, dear Willie, tonight there comes a storm. I'll lay the table handsomely, your bed be soft and warm. Your table's mother and your beds, they cannot bring me rest. I'll away to fair Margaret's bower before the night is past. If you go to fair Margaret's bower, my curse will go with thee. In the deepest part of the Clyde water, drowned you shall be. The good seat that I ride upon cost me thrice 30 pounds. I'll put my trust in his swift feet to take me safe and sound. He's rode over the high, high hill, down the dewy glen, and the rushing in the Clyde water would have feared 500 men. Roaring Clyde, you roar so loud, your strings are wondrous strong. Make me a wreck as I come back, spare me as I'm going. And when he came to fair Margaret's gate, he's called to her within. Rise up, Maid Margaret, rise up and let me in. Who's that stands at my garden gate, calling Maid Margaret's name? It's only your first love, sweet William, this night come to your home. Open the door, Maid Margaret, open and let me in. My boots are full of the Clyde water, and I'm shivering to the skin. My stable's full of horses, Willie, my barns are full of hay, and my bowers are full of gentlemen, they'll not remove till day. Fare thee well, Maid Margaret, fare thee well, adieu. A curse my mother laid on me for coming this night to you. He's rode over the high, high hill, down the dewy glen, and the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's hat from him. He's leaned him over a saddle bolt to fetch his hat again. And the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's coat from him. And he's leaned him over his saddle bolt to catch his coat by force. And the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie from his horse. Down in the watery deep, then up and rose Maid Margaret out of her drowsy sleep. Come here, my mother dear, I dreamed a dreary dream. I dreamed my lover was at our gate and nobody let him in. Lie down, Maid Margaret, your lover's come and gone. The sport you'd have made with him, I've played it for my own. Nimbly, nimbly rose she up down to the river's brim. But the louder that this lady cried, the louder blew the wind. Ooh. And the very first step that Margaret took, she stepped up to her feet. And oh, and alas, this lady sighs, your water's wondrous deep. And the very next step that she went in, she's waded to her knee. So she, I would wade farther in, I my true lover could see. And the very last step that she went in, she stepped up to her chin. In the deepest part of the Clyde water, she found sweet William in. You have had a cruel mother, Willie. I have had another. And now we sleep in Clydewater like sister and like brother.
Music that makes a difference on River City Folk. I'm your host, Tom May. I'd like to say hello to all the folks who have listened to the program for so many years on radio station WSKG in Binghamton, New York, and all around Upper New York State on the stations of that great network. Thanks so much for tuning in to this timeless music that goes back hundreds of years in many, many cases. Aeneas, when you started on this project of child ballads, how did you make a decision of which pieces of music you were going to record? Because there are, of course, a large number of pieces that you had to make a decision which ones touched you and worked well with your musical abilities.
Yeah, it was kind of a long road. And when we first started, we actually thought about recording some songs that weren't part of the child collection. And then we worked on some child ballads that didn't end up on the record that you have now. At first, I think we fell in love with some versions that already existed. You know, certainly the Willie's Lady that we played, really influenced by the Martin Carthy from his Crown of Horn album, and the Clyde Waters, really influenced by the Nick Jones version on his Unearthed recording, and those were actually the first two songs that we worked on together, and it was really we were in love with those guys' interpretations, and we thought, how can we make these feel a little more like our own? But that's where they came from. And I think as we got deeper into the project, we got a little bolder. We actually got hold of the books, the child books, so we could read the stories as text. And then we started to fall in love with stories that maybe there wasn't a version out there by, you know, an artist that grabbed us, but the story grabbed us, and we thought maybe we can work with this. A lot of them are love stories, and a lot of times lovers that have to face trials in order to be together. I don't know that we set out to do that, but it just happened to be the kind of story that we wanted to tell.
I was really taken on the version of Clydewater that you just did, Jefferson, a couple of the chord substitutions that you would use intermittently on that piece. It made me smile, and I wonder what Francis Child would think if he had a chance to hear those all these years later. It's a classic case of folk music in action, the songs evolving and changing through the years. I don't know if that was a Martin Carthy device that he used when he recorded that, because I just don't remember his version of the song, or if that is something you came up with yourself.
Well, the instrumental accompaniment, you know, we came up with that stuff together, and any kind of chord substitution would have been something that we sort of maybe stumbled on or decided on at some point. But, you know, the trick for us was not overdoing the accompaniment in a way that would take you out of the story. I mean, which is a fine line, because when you're talking about a song with 20 to 30 verses, you run the risk of it becoming tedious. But we tried to get the lyrical arrangement to a place where the narrative flowed and it would keep you in the story. And then whatever melodic variation or accompaniment tricks that we would use, we would try to keep them subtle enough that it wouldn't break the spell. And that's that was sort of the challenge of arranging for two guitars and two voices.
Well, I think it works very well, and I found it on that last piece to just be a pleasant punctuation to the lyrics that were occurring at that time, which is, I'm sure, what you had in mind. Jefferson Hamer on the guitar, you brought in a recording for us to hear by Father and Gay, a pioneering group in the way that they would address traditional music. And this is a song called The Sea. What is it about this particular piece of music that still strikes you?
Well, this band was really important. This was Sandy Denny's band after Fairport Convention. And they work together, but all the elements that I really love about a rock band are there. Great writing and singing, But also great guitar playing from Jerry Donahue, great drumming from Jerry Conway. Everyone is creative and self-expressed, but the song somehow reigns supreme. And there's just a loose, lush, beautiful quality to this that you don't hear in a lot of rock and roll bands.
Thank you.
I hope you're enjoying the music of today's guest. More music in just a moment. This is River City Folk.